Well, good morning and welcome to Friday. I hope you had a good week. We are still in the book of James, and we're still in the first chapter. So let's jump to verse 16. It says this: "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." Now, one of the tricks that the enemy likes to play with us is that God is out to make our lives miserable. He's out there, the enemy says, to toy with us like a cat toys with a mouse, and take away all of our fun. And this is nothing new. The enemy played this kind of game even with Eve when she was in the garden. You remember when she came to the tree, and Satan said to her, "Come on, Eve. God is just trying to hold out on you, and he wants to make your life miserable." He did the same thing for Jesus in the desert. There was Jesus, and Satan said, "If you really had a father that cared for you, he wouldn't allow you to go hungry." James says, "Don't be deceived, my brothers. Don't be deceived. Don't let the enemy deceive you." See, here's the truth. Verse 17 says, "Every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father, who is a Father of heavenly light." See, God gives us only good gifts. He wants good things for us, not evil gifts. He wants to give us perfect love, and that's how he operates. He operates through perfect love, and everything that he does is done through that perspective. He gives us light, not darkness. John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Christ came that you and I may have life and have life more abundantly. So why is it then, if that's the truth, why is it that we face the challenges? Well, like I said yesterday, and like I've been seeing through our little time of devotions, these trials, they come to help us to develop perseverance. See, God is out there to try to help us to be stronger. He's not out there to punish us. He's out there to strengthen us. He's not a chameleon. He doesn't change with different circumstances. He, as James says, he's not like shifting shadows. He is with you. He is for you. He is there beside you. He's with you for the long haul, not just for the moment, but for the long haul. So we can trust in him. It's interesting that the scripture says here that he chose us. I love that. I love that. You weren't the last on the field to be chosen, and God felt obligated. All right, I'll pull him onto my team. No, it says even before creation, you were chosen by him. You were hand selected by him to be what? He says to be a kind of first fruit. Now, that doesn't mean that we're fruitcakes. I've met a few of those. But what first fruit means is it's the very, very best that was presented to God. Can you look at yourself and say, "God, you chose the very best"? Now, that's hard at times, but God chose you because he is so in love with you, and he wants to present you to himself. So, folks, I want to encourage you, live in a way that you are understanding God's goodness for you. Can I encourage you, see yourself from his perspective, that you are precious in his sight. As you walk through this day, as you walk through your weekend, I encourage you, don't lose sight of who God has called you to be, and live that out to your full potential. So, Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for your people. I thank you that we have been called. We have been chosen by you. That, Lord, you want what's best for us. You want us to live out a life that honors you. And I pray, help us, God, not to be sidetracked by different situations or by circumstances. Help us not to fall into temptation, as we talked about yesterday, but to be strong in you, to persevere in you, and, Father, to keep you at the center of all we do. So I pray blessing on your people today. Whatever they do, help them to find the strength to do it in a way that honors you. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We are entering the weekend, so have a great weekend. Sunday morning, please join me here at 11 o'clock as we continue to worship the Lord. God bless.